Happy Sunday, guys. What's up? Welcome into another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me across all my socials at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. There is a customized URL, OmahaSteaks.com/juice. That's how we get the credit for sending you guys there. And while you're there, if you get a subscription to OmahaSteaks.com, they're going to give you free burgers for life and 10% off everything you buy at OmahaSteaks.com/juice. 100% money back guarantee at OmahaSteaks.com/juice. All right, so a frustration. So the Blue Jays wanting covered, the Tyler Kolek news changed everything. It actually changed the game plan for Shaka Smart, and I was really frustrated with it because not one but two starters were out for Marquette, and they went small all game. They played up-tempo all game. It was weird to watch. They tried to out-Blue Jay the Blue Jays, and that didn't work very well. They got housed. So Jays winning cover, they covered every number. That number covered closed at 8.5. We got 4.5 last night or overnight. And 4.5, 5.5, 6.5, 7.5, 8, they all covered every number. It was wild to see that. Like, you know, closing line value was great, but it didn't matter what number you bet, you hit that. You know, pregame number you bet, you cashed it all. So bummer on the under, game flew over, and then we get the 4.5 right. So I split on that. So if you bet both games, you wound up going 2-4, but it was a 1-4 day. We get basketball right, NBA basketball, the under. Hockey was wild. That game was 1-0 in the late second period. It was 3-0 in the third, and then 5 goals by Winnipeg to win the game 5-3 over Carolina. I have no idea what was going on with the Hurricanes in the third period. I thought I handicapped the game perfectly. I thought it was great. Low scoring, no score in the first period, only 1 goal, I believe, in the second period. And then, oh my goodness, fireworks. I guess they scored 3 goals in the second period, but it was 1 goal late and they scored a couple quick ones. It was 3-0 going to the third. And I thought, okay, just, you know, hang on, win 3-2 and we're good. 5 goals for the Jets in the third period. So that was yikes on that. You guys should do this, though. If you're watching games, if we're betting unders or overs, trying to middle, have it land at 6. It's not a bad idea. It didn't land on 6, obviously, but you can get involved if you're watching totals in hockey. Slow start. If you're on the under, game go into, it was 4.5 at one point. You could have bet over and you would have, you know, been down the juice, but you would have been able to get out of the bet. You could have tried to middle it, going under 5.5 and over 4.5 and falls 5. You have a middle for yourself there. So just something to keep in mind. If it goes to 3.5 and you're on under 5.5, it's even better, right? I mean, that's tremendous. So just look at that as we're betting in hockey the rest of the way. But I, you know, hockey and me have not gotten along. Some reason the NBA totals in me are starting to come alive here late. I got 2 under bets here for the NBA to tell you about. And then basketball. I mean, look, I haven't bought it yet, but I'm going to buy it. Okay. I'm shopping for that Tennessee future and I'm buying it. I told you guys, if Alabama lost at home to Tennessee, I was going to buy a Tennessee future to win the national championship. And I think we have to shop for it, but we're going to get 13-1, 14-1, 15-1, somewhere in that range. I'm going to keep my eye out on it. We will buy it. I'll tell you when we're going to fire on it, but within the next 2 or 3 days, we'll buy Tennessee to win the national championship. Huge win for them. I was stunned. Alabama was right there all the way, had a lead until about 4 minutes to play in the game, and then Tennessee closed it out really strong. It was impressive to watch that. So we got that wrong. We got the under wrong, and then the third bet in college basketball. Oh, North Carolina. Huh? That stunk. I mean, they were up by 11. Last second bucket means nothing. They win by 9. We don't cover the 10.5. That stung. Now, I was on Sports Grid last night during that North Carolina game, and I did bet them in the second half. They were laying, I bet laying 9 in the second half, and they won that second half going away. So I was able to come back there a little bit and grab onto that, but yeah, frustration for sure on for that. So we were up about 2 units going into Saturday. We lose 3.3. So we're down like 1.3, somewhere in that range for the week. So we got 3 bets. I need to go 3-0. If we go 3-0, and this is how I've been running. It's feast or famine. It's crazy. Like 3-0, 2-0, 1-4. Okay. Is it time to come back with a 3-0? Maybe. Hopefully. Let's start in college basketball, though. Then we'll get to two NBA plays for you. I'm going back to the old standby. The Drake Bulldogs are at home. It's senior day. Drake is playing Bradley. They're laying 3.5. KenPom has this as a 4-point win for Drake. 76-62. These two teams played at Bradley back on the 10th of February, and Drake won 74-67. They actually had a bigger lead than that. That game was pretty much, you know, an easy win for Drake, but it got close at the end. They were catching 3.5 points in that one. They won by 7. Now they're laying 3.5 points coming off of a huge road win at Illinois Chicago. It really kept their NCAA tournament hopes alive. Drake most likely needs to win the Valley Championship in St. Louis for Arch Madness. If they want to guarantee it, obviously, but if they get to the final, they might get an at-large. The Valley is very rarely a two-bid league. Normally it's just one. Indiana State is right now expected to win in St. Louis. So Drake's got some work left, and Drake could get an at-large. They're on the bubble. Some of them have them, you know, more closely to the field than others, but they can't lose this game at home. Drake is 15-0 straight up at home this year. Drake has won 20 consecutive games at home. They've won 2 in a row against Bradley, and they're coming off of a triple overtime victory in which Tucker DeVries, who's the best player in the Missouri Valley, he'll be a 2-time Valley Player of the Year. His dad, Darren, is the head coach of Drake. Tucker went for 39 points, 13 rebounds, and 7 assists. He's a junior. He'll be coming back for one more year next year, but he's had a hell of a career. It's Doug McDermott-esque. It really is. Now, he's not going to have the impact that Doug had because Doug got to play in the Big East when the Jays moved up. But Tucker DeVries next year is going to be an absolute superstar in college basketball for Drake. And a lot of people are going to be talking about him. He'll get National Player of the Year consideration next year. And it's going to be wild to watch him play at Drake. But this number at 3.5, I think will climb. Tucker DeVries is first in scoring, second in defensive rebounds per game, tied for third with 1.5 steals per game, and sits at fifth with 2.7 made three-point baskets per game in the Missouri Valley. He's just an absolute stud. I mean, he's an absolute stud. And Drake absolutely needed it after losing on the road to Northern Iowa, 91-77. That was brutal for them to lose that game. They turned around and won in triple overtime on the road at Illinois Chicago, a really tough place to play, 107-105. Look, Bradley's coming in here, and no, they're not getting that large bid, but they had two straight home games. They beat Illinois State by 3 as 12.5-point favorites, and they beat Southern Illinois laying 8. They won by 19. Last time on the road, they beat Missouri State. They were laying 3. They won by 24. But Northern Iowa is playing well. They beat Drake at home by 14. They beat Bradley at home by 11. The road game against Evansville, they were laying 9. They lost 3 by 3. That was coming off of a big win over Illinois State on the road, laying 6.5, and they won by 13. Senior day, 15-0 straight up at home. Drake going for a perfect sweep at home. They're 11-8 ATS in the Valley, 8-6 ATS at home. Bradley is decent, 7-6-1 on the road, but just 2-3 over the last 5, and 9-10 in the Valley. I'm taking Drake to stay perfect, laying the 3.5 points. Bulldogs minus 3.5 for 1.1 units today for senior day in Des Moines, 3:30 Eastern time tip for that one. Okay, to the NBA we go. Let's go to the early game. Philadelphia is at Dallas. Nationally televised game here. This game is going to be a heck of a lot of fun. The total is 237.5. Now, we've been playing unders. Consistently playing unders. I'm coming back again with another underplay on this game. Why? Well, the Philadelphia 76ers are 4-1 to the under over their last 5 and 7-3 to the under over their last 10. Now, Philly has been a road over team on the year, 16-11, but that's when they had Joel Embiid. without Joel Embiid. Yes, the game against Charlotte just went over by 22 points, 213, but they scored 121 points because Charlotte can't play defense. On the road against Boston, under by 15.5. At home against Milwaukee, under by 17.5. At home against Cleveland, under by 24.5. Against New York, under by 22.5. Against Miami, under by 13.5. Yes, the Cleveland game went over, but the Washington game went under by 11 points. On the road, the Philadelphia 76ers have been playing under games. At home, Dallas surprisingly is 17-14 to the under at home this year. Their last three games have gone over, but that's because all three of those games were on the road. Road Boston, road Toronto, road Cleveland, over by 11, 20, and 9.5 points. But at home, Phoenix under by 8.5, San Antonio under by 34.5, Washington under by 31.5. Washington under. The last three home games for Dallas have all gone under. Under 237.5. Yes, it's scary with Luka, but I don't think Philadelphia scores all that much. I do lean towards Philadelphia, towards Dallas to win the game, but it's 8 points. That's too heavy for me to lay it. It's an early start time, 1 o'clock Eastern, noon Central time start for Dallas. So maybe a sleepy start here, a slow start gets us going here for that. Under 237.5, Dallas and Philadelphia for 1.1 units. And then we're going to the late game from the first game to the last game. Oklahoma City is at Phoenix. This is a 9:30 Eastern time start, 6:30 local time start in Phoenix. OKC on the road this year is 17-11-1 to the over. But why am I betting this? Phoenix has gone under the last six games. Phoenix 5-0 to the under over their last five, 8-2 to the under over their last 10. They are 16-15-1 on the year to the over, but they're 20-19 against a Western Conference to the under. And they've just been going so all at home. Houston under by 4.5. Houston under by 15.5. Lakers under by 5.5. Houston on the road under by 11.5. Dallas on the road under by 8.5. Detroit at home under by 22. They did go over against Sacramento, but the game before that against Golden State on the road, that game went under. I mean, it is something to watch. At home against Milwaukee, it went under by 22 points. Now, Utah did go over by 5 with 239. But I mean, since the 2nd of February, this has only been only two times has Dallas gone over here. Phoenix has gone over since the 6th of February. I like betting trends. The number is 235. I'm going to come in here and bet under 235 on Oklahoma City and Phoenix here. And the thing about these unders and what we've looked at and how we've been hitting them, like, you know, who plays, waiting for the injury report, waiting for see who plays, who doesn't. It's not as important here because, yes, you want guys to be out. That helps an underplay. But even if they are with a full complement, it hasn't really mattered. Just the numbers speak for themselves. Phoenix this year is 32-27-1 to the under. Now, again, OKC is an over team. OKC on the road at home, 6-1-3 over their last 10, but the home team tends to dictate tempo a lot in, you know, two of the last 1-1-1 for OKC over their last three. San Antonio went over, Houston went under, and then the Houston game on the road was a push at 233. So, you know, they've been pretty good. They've had three pushes. Wow. In February, they have three pushes on totals. That's rare. Sacramento pushed, Clippers pushed, Houston pushed. That's interesting. So, but I just think Phoenix at home, let's ride the under train for Phoenix here and just open up a 237, quickly bet down to 235. Let's go ahead and take it 235 under 1.1 units for Dallas and for OKC and Phoenix. Okay. So three bets for us on a Sunday. If we sweep, we have a winning week. 2-1, it'll be basically a flat week. We'll be down less than a unit on the week. If we go 2-1, 1-2, obviously, we will be down for the week and 0-3. Let's avoid those 0-3s. Let's not have that happen. Drake, -3.5, 1.1 units. Dallas and Philly, under 237.5, 1.1 units. Oklahoma City and Phoenix, under 235 for 1.1 units. Let's keep this under train going for us with the NBA. Hit our last couple. Let's do it again here on a Sunday. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.